All right, y'all. We got Mr. Pokey Bear on the line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's good with it, Mr. Pokey? Mr. Pokey Bear.
Man, blessed and highly favored. What's happening with you, baby?
Oh, man, it feel good. To everybody out there that's listening to us right now who don't know, that's right. We got the exclusive interview right here on Map City Radio. I'm your boy, Mr. Yeah. DM Holloway, alongside my man, Mr. President Hoosha. Mr. Polkin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So how you feeling today, man?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm feeling blessed, man, just like you, man. It's a blessing to have you here on Map City Radio for number one. So we're going to go on and move it up forward. So what got you into blues music, man?
I was raised on blues, Southern Soul, you know what I'm saying? And just been a... something that's been in my heart for a long time, and I just got a chance to express myself on my own angle. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
We wanted to know also what big shows or concerts like that you got coming up.
We're doing the Blues All Right tour. We just finished Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. So we started off there. Next, we're going to Atlanta, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, New Orleans, Memphis, Tennessee. I think we did the Memphis, Tennessee already, though, but I think we're doing it again, man. It's been awesome, man. This tour has been going crazy for a few years.
Hey, I know that's a blessing to be doing so much and still just working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, it's more than a blessing, man. God has looked out for me. I ain't lying.
No doubt. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We got your boy, Mr. Pokey Bear, in the building.
Big Pokey Bear.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something too, man. The song that you got, they call me Pokey. Hey, man, down here,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Hey, man. Hey, what spawned that song right there?
Man, actually, that they call me Pokey was actually, you know, I used to do hip hop before I got to blues. And it was actually a rap song before I started that blues journey. Now, our producer at the time, we was trying to come up with the way to start the album off that would be different than the other blues artists. So I thought about that hook, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, that hook right there worked for a blues song. And we tried it, and it worked out. First time we tried it, it worked out. It was awesome, man. I must admit, I rolled the dice right on that one.
No doubt.
Is it going to be after you get that tour and you got another album coming?
Yeah, I got a new album. Going to drop around July or August. It just depends on how long it takes me to get this done. It's going to be called Crown Me. And it's going to be some... I got a lot of other artist appearances. And it's going to be a new album. A more mature album. This album right here is going to be more mature and more talking about family than I used to do with the side piece thing. You understand?
Okay.
So let me ask you something. Since the song that you had done, They Call Me Pokey, was a original rap song, and then it got changed to how
yes.
you done it now, are you down and willing to work with artists that do rap music?
Yes, sir. I do a lot. I just did Boosie just done a song on his album. He just dropped a blues album, but I'm on that with him. I got songs with Level, songs with artists like Blue Black, Gangster from Master P, label No Limit. I do a lot of I'm like the new Nate Dogg of the game. You know what I'm saying? a lot of the rappers reach out to me, man, and I applaud that, man, because they look out for me. They call me Uncle Pokey. I'm like Uncle Pokey around here, so. Yeah, I love hip hop. That's what I mostly do is hip hop, but blues is my it's my passion.
And that's where you from originally, Louisiana?
Yeah, Louisiana, Pine Grove, Louisiana, but I reside now in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question: do you think that it's any other blues artists out here that's messing with Big Pokey right now? I mean, because you hot, man. Do you think?
I'm fans of all my blues artists, man. I got a lot of friends in the blues game. You know what I'm saying? My Sir Charles, my TK Souls, and my Tuckers, and my Tyree Neal, my Adrian Badgers. I mean, this is a family thing, man. We don't treat blues like hip hop. It's all a family thing, man. We all work together. We all compare stuff together and do tours together. And it's nothing like hip hop. It's more family orientated. You understand?
I like that. I like the way you answered that, man. That was very, very well put.
Yeah, everybody works together. No one goes against the grain. It's like, you know, Southern Soul is like the low of the totem pole when it comes to music, but we the hottest thing in the game.
Yes.
We get the most plays in some of these R&B groups, but we don't get the credibility that everybody gets, you understand me? But, you know, that's what keeps us in our own little box. We ain't got to worry about nobody else interfering in our little box, because this Southern Soul going, it's growing, it's all overseas now, man. We doing big things now, man. So I just appreciate the artists that keep on pushing and keep pushing this blues and Southern Soul going. And then we're going to work together from now and now on. You understand?
That's real. That's right.
What would you to say to artists that want to do blues and to pursue a career?
You say pursue a career?
Yeah, like what would you have to tell some up-and-coming artist that wants to do
blues? Oh, okay. I got you. Well, I would tell them this, to be persistent. Don't let no one discourage you and tell you what you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? Be very careful about your business. One thing about this game is the music part, the singing part, the studio part, that's only like about 10% of what you're doing, man. Your business is the most important part. So before you get started in this game, make sure your business together, because you got some snakes out there that'll smile in your face and bite you right behind your neck as soon as you ain't looking. You got to keep your game tight with your business. Everything else comes elementary. And another thing, concentrate on your shows. When you do your show, you got to sell that material. You can't just go out there being flat-footed. You got to go out there and sell what you're trying to pronounce to the world. You know what I'm saying? So if you can sing it, you got to know how to sell it. Can't expect nobody else to sell it for you. You got to go out there and sell that song when you're on that stage. That's the bottom line. And if you don't, I mean, it's going to be hard for you. Just being honest.
Yes. And y'all heard it live right here on Map City Radio with your boy Big Pokey Bear. You already know it. Hey, man, we appreciate having you, man, here with us. It's your boy DM
Thank you, man.
Clifton McDaniel. We really appreciate you so much, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
And I appreciate y'all, too.
Mr. Tarver said we might get to come down there to that show, so hopefully we might bump into you or something like that and be able to get a live exclusive interview with you.
That sounds good. That sounds good to me, buddy.
Okay. Well, you have enjoy the rest of the day, Mr. Polk, and we appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all. Much love, man.
No keep doubt. All right. I like that.
Trying to make sure that it was recording.